This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. How to make the problem of homelessness more visible without turning people off. It's the mission of artists Christopher Hope and Kenji Nakayama. Their Signs for the Homeless project invites artists in Massachusetts to give handwritten cardboard signs of the local homeless a colorful makeover. You might think the last thing a homeless person would need is a colorful new sign, but co-founder Christopher Hope says the project is meant to start a serious dialogue on what might actually end homelessness.
Most people who live in urban areas that pass by, or you know, they're in their cars going through traffic and they might see a gentleman or a lady with a sign, they typically, you know, might just drive right past that person or even walk right past that person. And they might see the sign and think about it for a split second, and then that's it. But with what Kenji and I are doing is creating an invitation for a conversation to occur. And so that juxtaposition of this really artful sign is intriguing, but it also brings out curiosity in many passerbyers. And many people that pass by, they ask questions. They say, hey, where did you get that sign? And many of the signs, if you've noted in your own experience, and as I've noted in mine, some of them aren't necessarily soliciting for money. Many of them are making a political statement. Some of them are making a religious statement. And so we look at this as an opportunity to use art as an invitation for conversation.
Have you seen that happen? Have you seen those conversations begin?
We have. And many of the participants, they tell us, they tell me how conversations have happened. And not only conversations, but in those conversations, potential job offers. And so many of the participants tell me these stories and tell me also there's a sense of pride that they get that something that they wrote originally on a Sharpie pen on a cardboard has now, you know, been reinterpreted and translated into this really nice artful design.
Have any of these folks said to you, you know what, I really don't necessarily need to be a part of a, you know, Harvard looking kind of art project. What I need is a home. And I like what you're doing, but maybe get a little more concrete.
Right. As far as some of the criticisms, though, that this has not done enough, this project is not grant funded. This is literally between Kenji and myself. We're spending our own money, our own time, our own resources to really help these individuals and to do what we can. Like I said, in addition to the money that we actually pay them to be a participant of the project, we're also, you know, as far as myself, I'm actively following up with them. And for example, one of the participants is currently applying for housing, public housing, and part of their application required a reference. And so their participation in this project allowed me to, you know, give a positive glowing reference for them to potentially get housing. So we're doing all that we can. We're encouraging people to continue to support what we're doing and to see the bigger picture and bigger vision so that potentially even more help can come, whether that be in spreading this movement in other cities around the country, around the world, in addition to potential resources and funding.
And you're convinced that people who participate in this project go from being statistics, numbers, or invisible to being actual human beings with stories who have a chance to get a place in a real community.
I do. And America and the world has unfinished business with poverty and homelessness, John. And this art project is just one aspect of it. And is hopefully continuing to inspire minds around the world, around this country. And as we continue this unfinished work, we also want to clear and usher in a new horizon of hope through the dark and stormy clouds of desperation and homelessness.
Chris Hope is an advocate for the homeless and co-collaborator on the project Signs for the Homeless. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you so much, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.